各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
May peace be with all our brothers and sisters.
今天早上想用婚姻危机作为题目来探讨神的话语。
This morning, our topic is crisis in marriage.
婚姻是神所设立的。
Marriage is instituted by God.
在我们人生孤单的生活当中，神借着婚姻让我们有帮助，有伴侣。
Because in this life we are sometimes lonely, therefore the Lord has arranged a marriage for us so we can have a companion.
让我们从婚姻当中得到喜乐跟满足。
Through marriage we can have a joy and fulfillment.
有时候婚姻好像快乐的像一座伊甸园一样。
A marriage can be as happy as the life in the Garden of Eden.
但是神也让我们要来管理、看守这个伊甸园。
However, we need to take care and tend this Garden of Eden.
所以我们婚姻也需要经营。
That is why we need to manage our marriage well.
在这个世界、这个社会上，尤其美国，离婚率到了一半的程度。
In this world, especially in the United States, divorce rate is as high as 50%.
婚姻的破裂造成社会的问题，造成信仰的问题。
Broken marriages create problems in the society as well as in our faith.
圣经很忠实的也把一些失败的婚姻呈现在我们眼前。
And the Bible honestly presents to us cases in which marriage failed.
我们来看，今天来看米甲跟大卫的婚姻。
This morning we will study the marriage of Micah and David.
他们婚姻的危机在于沟通不良，个性不改，心态不对。
Their marriage failed because their communication was weak, their personality was stubborn, and their heart was not right.
我们请看撒母耳记下六章二十节。
Please turn to 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 20.
撒母耳记下六章二十节。
Second Samuel chapter 6, verse 20.
撒母耳记下六章二十节，三百八十六页。
Chapter 6, verse 20.
大卫回家要给箭属祝福，扫罗的女儿米甲出来迎接他说：“以色列王今日在臣仆卑你眼前露体，如同一个轻贱无耻露体一样。”有好大的荣耀啊！二十一节。
21.
大卫对米甲说：“这是在主面前，主已经拣选了我，为了你父和你父的全家，立我做主民以色列的君，所以我必在主面前跳舞。”二十二节。
22.
我也必更加卑微，自己看为轻贱。你所说的那些卑女，他们倒要尊敬我。二十三节。
23.
扫罗的女儿米甲，直到死日没有生养儿女。这边在提到扫罗的女儿米甲，她婚姻的悲剧。
This is the tragic marriage of Michael, the daughter of King Saul.
在这一段对话之后，米甲就没有再生育了。换句话说，从此她享受不到爱情的温暖滋润。
After this incident, Michael could not have children, and in other words, she did not have a blissful marriage.
这个最直接的原因就是。他在跟大卫沟通的情况下面呢，非常的不良好。
The most direct reason had to do with bad communication between her and her husband.
他用讥笑的方法，用反讽的方法来说：“哦，你今天在这个臣仆卑女的面前这样跳舞，有好大的荣耀啊！”
She ridiculed her husband with a sarcastic tone, saying, "How honorable it is for you to be so undignified."
你知道吗？有时候我们的言语好像一支刀一样，会刺入人的心的。
Sometimes our words can be as sharp and as hurting as a sword.
我们来请参考箴言十二章十八节。
Please turn to Psalm chapter 12, verse 18.
箴言十二章十八节。
Proverbs chapter 12, verse 18.
箴言十二章十八节。
Chapter 12, verse 18.
十二章十八节，说话浮躁的如刀刺人，智慧人的舌头却为医人的良药。我们话语如果讲话不小心，好像一根刀会把人刺痛的。
If we're not careful with our words can hurt people like a sword.
小弟常觉得我们在婚前跟婚后有时候我们的态度我们的说话都会不太一样
Oftentimes our attitude and our speech change when, after we get married
我们在婚前总是客客气气的婚后总是不太客气
Before we get married, we are polite towards one another, but afterwards, we change.
有的人在婚前一天洗三次澡，在婚后三天才洗一次澡。
Some people take a shower three times a day before marriage, but once every 3 days after marriage.
有的人在婚前讲话很温柔，像一只小猫，在婚后讲话很粗鲁，像猴东狮吼一样。
Some people talk softly like a kitten before marriage, but roar like a lion after marriage.
有的人在婚前如果你到这个女方家去做客他殷勤地招待你三菜一汤婚后呢变成三合一杯都是从台南小吃买的
And when you visit the other person's family before marriage they treat you very well afterwards they don't really care about what you eat
有的人在婚前肚子有 gas 他都不好意思会跑到洗手间去这个处理一下但是在婚后呢这个不但不这样做而且大大方方的把它放出更大的响声还说好舒服啊
Before marriage some people just go to the bathroom when they need to pass gas but after marriage they just do it in front of their spouse
反正没有什么好客气了
In other words there's nothing there seems to be no reasons to be polite anymore
你睡觉的时候怎么打呼怎么磨牙打呼怎么停止又开始我都一清二楚有什么好客气呢
Since they know each other so well, even about each other's snoring habits, so they don't want to hide anything anymore.
正是因为太了解了，所以要击中对方的要害，绝对不会 miss the point. 一定是一击就中了。
Since we know our spouse so well, it is very easy for us if we want to target the weak spot of our spouse.
有时候我们常常在我们的配偶身上真的揭疮疤，就好像在他的伤口当中撒盐巴一样。
And sometimes we rub salt onto a wound of our spouse, making things worse.
甚至就像米甲一样，在众人面前给大卫难堪了。
And just like Michael, sometimes we may make our spouse embarrassed before others.
其实我觉得在沟通当中最可怕的就是我们当着别人的面前数落我们另外一半的不对。
I believe the greatest, the most serious mistake in communication is to tell the bad things about our spouse in front of others.
有一位先生，他觉得情绪受到很大的伤害。
There was a husband who was emotionally traumatized.
他在学校的时候呢，在朝会在台湾我们都有朝会那老师在讲台上面会让学生来练习向左转、向右转、向后转的一些金丝的动作。朝会就是早上的祭局就是在 assembly 的时候 ，public assembly 的时候。
And this husband was a teacher, and one.
他是一个学生，那时候他很小。
I'm sorry. This husband, when he was a student, once attended a school assembly.
那当老师说向右转的时候呢，他小时候听不太懂，就向左转了。
When the teacher said turn to your right, he didn't really get it, so he just turned to his left.
三百多个学生，大概有三分之一转错方向了。
About a third of the student body turned the wrong direction.
可是因为这个人呢，他比较高比较拐，所以老师就特地指定他，叫他上讲台。
But because he was taller than the rest, he was pointed out by this teacher to go up to the podium.
这么简单的命令你都不会，两巴掌就给他了。
The teacher said, "You can't even follow such a simple instruction and slap them on the face."
你看，在两三百个同学面前被人家伤害。
He was ridiculed in front of about 200 or 300 students.
这种伤害到十年之后，他听到这位老师被车子撞死了，他心里还有一点点高兴呢。
10 years later, when he heard that this teacher died in a car accident, he even felt pretty good about that.
所以我们要知道，情绪伤害有时候它那一种影响是很久远的。
So we can see that the trauma, the inner trauma that caused by such embarrassment can be long-lasting.
所以我们绝对不可以在我们的配偶上面做这种恶毒的情绪伤害。
So we should never do such a wicked deed to traumatize our spouse.
这是婚姻沟通不良的一个结果。
And this is the result of miscommunication in marriage.
那另外一个沟通不良就是往往先生就不太说话了。
Another form of Bad communication is when the husbands don't like to talk.
不懂得怎么样表达自己。
They don't know how to express themselves.
有一个家道弯曲来的女士呢，她描写说，哇，刚来的时候她非常的高兴。
There was a woman who married a husband in the Bay Area, and when she first came, she was very happy.
她白天在家里有时候真的没什么事情做。
She stayed home, and sometimes in the daytime, there seems to be nothing to do.
就好像闷烧锅一样，一直闷，一直烧这样子。
She was always at home, having nothing to do.
啊，先生回来的时候，就好像那个闷烧锅的盖子打开了，哇，他就滔滔不绝了，很温柔了，很想要跟先生讲话了。
But when the husband comes home, she wants to pour out all her feelings and her emotions to the husband.
结果那先生就是一副好像木头人的样子，就是在那边两眼无神这个都没有什么表情啊。
But the husband is very indifferent and looks very uninterested at what she had to say.
这位女士觉得怎么我的先生这么不爱我呢？
So the wife thought, how come my husband doesn't love me anymore?
后来才了解到，原来先生在公司的压力实在是太大了。
Only later did she realize that it was because the husband has so much pressure at work.
公司要裁员 ，project 做不出来。
Facing the pressure of being laid off or turning in projects, meeting deadlines.
所以她只好学习怎么样陪在先生旁边，默默的跟他一起来承受他的痛苦。
So from that point on, she learned to bear the burden and the sorrow of her husband.
但是这种长久不表达，真的会产生问题的。
But if we do not communicate with each other for a long time, problems will come.
有个传道在提到他在地方教会的时候呢，让先生出来发表一下他对婚姻的感觉，然后再请太太出来发表他对婚姻的感觉。
A pastor of a congregation invited the husbands to share their feelings, after which he invited the wives to share their feelings.
一个先生上来就这样说了。
A husband came up to the podium and said,
我平常工作很辛苦啊。
I work hard every day.
每次回家的时候都是吃剩菜剩饭的。
But when I get home, I always eat leftover food.
那个是没有关系的哦，但是每次我要吃那个鸡肉啦。看一看那个鸡肉那一盘哦，怎么鸡腿也没有了，鸡翅膀也没有了，鸡胸肉也没有了，每一餐留着都是鸡脖子。
And when I try to eat the plate with chicken, the breast is not there, the wings are not there. I only eat the neck of the chicken.
怎么我回到家每一餐都是鸡脖子
？And every time I get home, I would eat chicken necks.
后来轮到太太说话了。
Then later his wife came up to speak.
一开口就掉眼泪啊。
And she started crying as soon as she spoke.
对不起，我的先生啊。
She said, "I'm sorry, my husband."
我记得十年前，我先生跟我讲说，他最喜欢吃鸡脖子。
10 years ago, my husband told me that he loved eating chicken necks.
所以我每餐都给他留最好的鸡脖子，我都舍不得吃。
That's why I always keep the chicken necks for him without eating.
谁知道他现在已经喜欢吃鸡翅膀、鸡胸肉这个鸡腿了呢
？Who knows? Now he likes to eat the chicken breast and chicken wings.
所以如果不沟通，我们常常会产生一些不必要的误会和不必要的困难。
Without proper communication, oftentimes misunderstandings will happen.
有的家庭很会利用吃晚餐的时间彼此做良好的沟通。
Some families use dinner time to communicate with one another.
问问孩子，你今天在学校有什么有趣的事情呢
？The parents will find out from their children what interesting things happened today.
太太会问先生，你在公司有什么有趣的事情呢
？And the same would be true for the wife and the husband.
有的先生不太喜欢跟太太说话。
Some husbands don't like to talk to their wives anymore.
觉得太太说话太肤浅了。
They feel that their wife's words are too shallow.
又不懂得叔本华，又不懂得尼采，也不懂得罗曼罗兰。
The wives don't know any philosophy.
跟他讲话实在一点味道都没有，一天到晚就谈柴米油盐酱醋茶。
They feel that their wives are always talking about household chores.
其实。谈话不一定要谈哲学，或是谈什么其他方面的东西。
But conversations don't need to be sophisticated.
有时候谈话只是让对方知道我在这里，我真的关心你。
When you converse with your spouse, the point is to let him or her know that you are there for them.
我有时候到我们伯克莱的团聚去参加他们的聚会。
Sometimes I attend the fellowship at UC Berkeley.
他们前面的大概半个小时。大家都在分享这个礼拜所发生的事情，他们的生活心得。
For the first half hour, the students will share what happened during the week.
我觉得那段时间非常的好。
I thought that was a wonderful moment.
有的人虽然是讲说，哦，我只是熬夜这个赶 project 要考试， 讲得很简单，但是你会觉得在这样子谈完之后，每个人的心灵距离拉近了很多。
Some of them would say simple things like, oh, I stay up all night to get ready for a project. But even with such simple sharing, people get closer to one another.
人要沟通才能亲近。
Only through communication can we be closer to one another.
我们在夫妻沟通的时候也要抓住那种讲话的感觉。
And when husbands and wives communicate, they need to get a feel for the other person's feelings.
我们来参考箴言二十五章十一节。
Please turn to Proverbs chapter 25, verse 11.
箴言二十五章十一节。
Proverbs 25, verse 11.
788页，箴言二十五章十一节。
Proverbs 25, verse 11.
一句话说的合宜，就如金苹果放在银网里。一句话说得好，是很漂亮的，如同金苹果放在银网里。
A word aptly spoken is as beautiful as a golden apple in a setting of silver.
我们再看箴言十五章二十三节。
Let's also read Proverbs chapter 15, verse 23.
箴言十五章二十三节。
Proverbs 15, verse 23.
780页。口善应对，自觉喜乐，话合其实，何等美好！我们如果口懂得说话，我们自己都会觉得很快乐的。话合时间是何等的美好！
We can find joy when we hear or give an apt reply, and how good is a timely word.
有的先生真的不太会抓住说话的感觉。
Some husbands can't really get the tone of the conversation.
有位先生结婚四年之后呢，有一个晚上突然请他太太出去吃晚饭。
After 4 years of marriage, a husband decided to treat his wife to dinner.
哇，他太太好感动，好高兴啊！我先生四年之后终于请我吃晚饭了。
The wife was so touched. After 4 years, my husband is finally treating me to dinner.
所以她一直想要了解，先生啊，今天为什么你请我吃晚饭呢？
So she was very curious and asked the husband, dear, why did you bring me out to dinner tonight?
为什么呢？
Why?
先生说啊，不要问啊。
The husband said, please don't ask.
拜托告诉我啦。
Please tell me.
不要问啊。
Please, just don't ask.
你真的想知道吗？
You really want to know?
我真的很想知道啦。
Yes, I really want to know.
好啦，我老实告诉你。
Okay, I will tell you.
实在是哦，这两个礼拜来哦，你煮的饭菜我实在吃不下去了啦。
The last 2 weeks, your cooking has been terrible.
所以哦，我只好请你到外面来吃饭啦。
That's why I treat you to dinner tonight.
嗨太太哦，边吃就边掉眼泪，原来是这样子啊。
And tears started rolling down her eyes.
我叫你不要问哦，你偏偏要问。
I told you not to ask, and you kept asking.
有时候请吃饭是一件好事情啊。
Treating your spouse to dinner is a wonderful thing.
但是你话说的不合宜啊，整个气氛都破坏掉了，好事都变坏事了。
But if you speak the wrong words, it will upset the whole situation.
所以我们真的有时候要适时的讲一些贴心的话，温柔的话语。
Therefore, we should take every opportunity to speak words of kindness and gentleness.
有的先生真的很会这样说真心的话。
Some husbands are very good with that.
太太来跟他说，我要出去喽。
When the wives tell them, I'm going out.
先生会说，不要出去太久哦，你出去太久我会想念你耶。
The husband said, I'm going to miss you.
你出去太久。
Don't go out too long.
你跟这个真心的一种关怀，那个太太真的为我们做牛做马，都是甘愿的。
So if we show a sincere concern for our spouse, they'll be willing to do anything for us.
所以我们真的要在沟通上面彼此加强。
We need to strengthen our communication skills.
再来，米甲跟他的先生婚姻出的问题，实在是他们真的个性不一样。
The second reason for the failed marriage of Michael and David was their personality conflict.
我们来参考《列王记下》六章十六节。撒母耳记下六章十六节。
Let's read Second Samuel chapter 6, verse 16.
撒母耳记下六章十六节。
Second Samuel chapter 6, verse 16.
386页旧约。撒母耳记下六章十六节。
Chapter 6, verse 16.
神的约柜入了大卫城的时候，扫罗的女儿米甲从窗户里观看。见大卫在神面前踊跃跳舞，心里就藐视他。这个米甲是扫罗一个国王的女儿， 从小应该是礼节比较周到的人。
Michael, being the king of a, the daughter of a king, should have known her manners.
大卫是一个山间野夫，从小在乡下长大，个性应该是比较豪放，比较不拘小节的人。
David, who grew up as a shepherd boy, probably did not really watch his manners closely.
所以你看，在一件事情的观点，两个人就有很大的不同。
So just over the same event, they had very different perspectives.
我们今天的个性跟我们的教育、跟我们成长的环境有关系。
Our personalities are influenced by our education and our background.
如果一个人小时候常常挨骂，他长大总是比较会批评别人。
If a child is always criticized by his parents when he's young, he will tend to criticize others when he grows up.
如果一个人小孩子的时候常常有父母的爱、亲吻，他长大应该是同情心比较强一点的人。
If a child is always loved by the parents, he will grow up to be a loving child.
有人说，甚至一个出生的排行都会影响个性。出生的排行。
Some people say that even the ranking or the order of the children's birth will determine their lives.
那个老大呢，通常独占爸爸妈妈很多的时间。
Because the oldest child tend to take up most of the time of the parents.
也承受比较多从父母来的要求跟理想。
They receive most care and love from their parents.
所以他们压力比较大，心态也比较不稳。
But at the same time, they also receive the most pressure from their parents.
但同时，他们也比较能干，比较值得信赖，比较有责任感，比较完美主义。
At the same time, but as a result, they tend to be more capable and tend to be more idealistic.
那老二呢，是生长在夹缝之中。
The second child is often the child in between the siblings.
常常妈妈比较忽略。
And they tend to be neglected by the mom.
有时候你到一个人家去做客呢，你会知道老大的相簿总共十四本，老二的相片总共只有十九张。
And when you visit a family, sometimes they'll show you 20 albums of the first child and only 20 pictures of the second child.
那老二呢，常常要用跟老大表现回然不同的方式来取悦父母亲。
So the second child often has to try to impress their parents by being different and extraordinary.
他们的好处就是有玩伴，有人做开路先锋。
However, they have a playmate there. They have their siblings as playmates.
他们的缺点可能是比较富有反叛性，比较冲动，比较富有攻击性。
But at the same time, they tend to be more rebellious.
那老幺呢，通常是妈妈的宠儿，很少被妈妈修理。
The youngest child is always the favorite, and they are never disciplined.
那老幺呢，通常心机比较重，比较八面玲珑，比较善于交际。
And
心机比较重，城府比较深，比较会偷偷害人家。
And the youngest child tends to be more tricky and may do tricks on others.
比较善于交际。
But at the same time, they tend to be more social.
这些是相对的真理，因为这是人间的统计资料。
These come from statistics that we see and read.
不是每一个人都是这样子的。
But it doesn't mean that every child follows that pattern.
但是告诉我们说，真的每一个人成长环境不一样，个性会不一样。
But the point is that our personality is a product of our background and upbringing.
那我们夫妻相处的时候，刚开始不一样怎么办呢？圣经上说，就好像铁磨铁一样啊。
The Bible tells us that when two people's personalities clash, it is like iron sharpening another iron.
铁磨铁当中是一段要适应的时期的。
So it requires a period of adjustment.
那铁磨铁磨出刃来，你要从那个就一个漂亮的漂亮的品德就产生出来了。所以我们要从那种适应的时期进入彼此欣赏的时期。
But after a period of mutual sharpening, a beautiful sword comes out. In other words, once we go through the period of personality conflict, we will become beautiful character.
如果你买了一辆新车啊。
If we buy a new car,
你会觉得刚开始真的性能也不太懂的。
You may not be used to the car.
你会觉得它有一个 breaking period, 你有一个适应的时期。
There is a breaking period.
你要慢慢的开啊。
So you need to learn to get used to it.
那慢慢的你要进步了，从忍受的时期、适应的时期，真的要欣赏对方啊。
But after going through the period of adjustment, you need to start appreciating the other person.
有一位先生结完婚之后就后悔了。
A husband regretted after he got married.
不晓得大家结完婚之后有没有后悔。
I don't know if any of you had ever regretted after you got married.
我们请问，我们结完婚之后从来没有后悔一秒钟的，请举手。
If any one of you have never regretted for even a second, please raise your hand.
我昨天晚上在沈老师讲这个话题的时候呢，有一位姐妹举手啊。
When I shared this message last night in San Jose, a sister raised her hand.
我想真的信耶稣的跟一般人不一样。
So I believe as Christians we are different.
有位辅导老师在讲这个题目的时候也是问这个问题，你们结过婚从来不后悔的请举手。
A marriage counselor during his lecture asked the audience, does any of you not regret their marriage? Please raise your hand.
有位男士坐在后边，他举手了。
A gentleman raised his hand.
哇，那个老师就说，哇，你真的好厉害，我真的要向你好好讨教讨教。
So he was very impressed and said, I really need to learn the secret of your marriage.
那个男士突然说，老师啊，我如果现在不举手的话，我回家就会后悔，因为我老婆坐在旁边呢。
But the gentleman said, my wife is sitting next to me. If I don't raise my hand now, I will regret when I go home.
因为要适应开始的时候都有痛苦，所以真的大家都有点后悔刚开始的时候。
Because we have to go through the period of adjustment, there may be some growing pains.
但是我们真的要进入欣赏啊。
But we need to go a step further and start appreciating one another.
真的，有位先生哦，才我结完婚之后才知道，原来他太太这么健忘。
A husband found out how forgetful his wife is after they got married.
每一次就被锁在车外，每一次就被锁在门外。
She will always lock herself out.
有一次去度假的时候呢，那个开了一个小时到那个滑雪的地方。
During a vacation, they drove an hour to a vacation resort, a skiing resort.
到的时候，她才跟先生说：“啊，老公啊，对不起哦，我好像家里的那个刚刚在当衣服那个熨斗忘了关呢。”
And when they got there, the wife said, "I'm sorry, I forgot to turn off the iron at home."
开了一个小时再开回去，然后把他关的熨斗再开过来啊。
So they drove back to turn off the iron and drove back to the ski resort.
所以你说先生会不会有一点点后悔呢？
So wouldn't the husband regret just a little bit?
可是后来先生发觉到，几年之后发觉到，哎，太太健忘是一件好事呢。
But after a few years, he found out that the wife's forgetfulness is actually a good thing.
有一次他不小心跟先生跟太太吵架了。
Once he had an argument with his wife.
太太说你都对我不好。
The wife said, "You're always mistreating me."
先生说真的吗？你 name one， 告诉我怎么样对你不好。
The husband said, "Name one thing in which I mistreat you."
太太想一想，哎，我好像都忘记了呢。
The wife said, "Well, I already forgot them."
我写到，健忘原来也是一个好事。
So being forgetful is actually a good thing.
健忘才能够使婚姻更美满啊，更快乐啊。
Because with a short memory, you may have a happier marriage.
所以你发觉到，无论什么事情，婚姻相处上无论什么事情都是两面的啦。
So in whatever happens, it takes two sides for things to take place.
你的先生可能很木讷，很不会讲话，很不会献殷勤。
Suppose your husband is not the type that shows affection.
但是哦，说实话，这样子也是很安全呢。
But that could be a good thing because it's safer for you.
他到外面去也很木讷，不会乱来的。
Because he will not fool around outside of the house.
你先生可能很丑。
Suppose your husband is very ugly.
但是他可能很温柔啊。
But he may be very gentle.
你太太可能不太娇柔。
Your wife may not be all that gentle, tender.
但是这个也是很保险呢。
But that could be a good thing for you.
别人也不会对她好的。
Because people may not be impressed with her.
你太太也许比较 chubby 一点点。
Suppose your wife is a little chubby.
但是这也很好啊，因为这样肉比较有弹性啊。
That could be good because she is more resilient.
所以说一件事情真的你可以看好的方面也可以看坏的方面。
So you can always look at the same thing from two different perspectives.
我们要从好像适应的时期进到欣赏的时期。
So we need to go from the period of adjustment to the period of appreciation.
在个性的改变方面我们要记得绝对不可以去改变对方。
Let's always remember to not try to change the other person's personality.
一个辅导老师说，在所有辅导的 case 当中呢，没有一个改变地方成功过的。
A marriage counselor once said that whenever a spouse tries to change the other, they always fail.
我们必须要想办法来改变我们自己，来适应对方啊。
Instead, we should try to change ourselves in order to adjust for the other person.
我们常常要回想我们过去的生命。
We should think about our own past.
您不觉得您进步很多了吗？
Don't you think that you've come a long way?
也许你以前脾气不是那么好的。
Perhaps you used to have a bad temper.
也许你以前不是那么谦卑的。
Perhaps you used to be pretty proud.
也许你以前对生命的观念非常暗淡的。
Perhaps you were very depressed.
但是你现在都比较好了，比较谦卑了，比较脾气也比较好了，比较有光明的人生的思想了。
But now you have a better temperament and you are more humble and more optimistic.
你跟十年前比较起来，你现在是一个更好的人了。
Compared to yourself 10 years ago, you are a much better person now.
那如果说你可以走过这条路，难道我们不可以继续的努力来为我们先生来改变一点点吗？为我们的太太来改变一点点吗
？Since you've already made so much progress, can't you do a little more just for your spouse?
耶稣基督爱我们。为我们舍去了他的生命。
Our Lord Jesus Christ loves us, and He laid down His life for us.
为了我们的婚姻，难道我们不能改变我们一点点吗
？So can we change ourselves just a little bit for the sake of our marriage?
求主耶稣帮助我们能够改变我们的个性。
So may the Lord help us so we can change our own personality.
尽量来适应对方，有主做我们婚姻的帮助。
So that we can adjust ourselves for the other.
我们来再看。尼甲婚姻的失败跟心是有绝对关系的。
The third reason for Michael's failure in her marriage was her heart was not right.
我们来看撒母耳记下第六章十六节，再看一次。
Let's read 2 Samuel chapter 6 verse 16.
十六节。
Verse 16.
神的约柜进入了大卫城的时候，扫罗的女儿尼甲。从窗户里观看，见大卫王在主面前踊跃跳舞，心就轻视他。这个婚姻的破裂从一颗心开始。
A broken marriage comes from a wrong heart.
婚姻的失败从我们的心态不对开始。
Failure in our marriage happens when our heart is not right.
所以说一生的果效真的是从心里面发出来的。
That is why the Bible says, our heart is the spring of life.
所以我们真的要保守我们的心胜过保守一切。
And that is why we need to guard our hearts above all else.
如果一个人在婚姻生活当中呢，他让他的心好像平原放马一样，你放出去了就很难追回来了。
If a person's heart goes wild, it would be difficult to control it.
如果我们的心开给情欲，开给世界，开给恶魔，开给人间的条理，我们发觉到我们的心要再收回来就很难了。
If we open our hearts to the lusts and the desires of this world, it will be difficult to bring them back.
So, 在雅各这样跟我们说。
Therefore, the Song of Solomon tells us.
他说：“我的佳偶是一座关锁的园子。
”My beloved is a locked garden.
是一个封闭的井，封闭的泉源。
And it's a sealed fountain.
是三道锁锁起来的心源呐。
It is a garden with three levels of security.
所以我们今天我们心必须要用主的话语把它好好的守起来。
Therefore, we need to guard our hearts with the word of God.
尤其在我们婚姻生活上面，我们常常在吵架的时候啦，情绪不稳定的时候啦，受伤害的时候啦，真的呢，我们的心很容易混乱，甚至很容易发脾气，很容易发泄。
When our marriage is going through difficult times, we may easily get angry and become emotionally upset.
这个时候，我发觉到有的信徒呢，他会开始读外面的书啊，怎么样？那外面的书都是教我们怎么样开始做过单身生活。
Some Christians even resort to the ways of the world, which is to tell you to start thinking about having your own life.
甚至思考说啊，如果我换一个太太，换一个先生，也许我以后的生活会更好。
Or even considering the possibility of having a different spouse in order to improve your life.
当我们心很乱的时候，我们常常走到不对的地方去了。
So when we're going through difficulties in marriage, our hearts may wander.
我们真的要想办法把它给锁住，把它锁起来。
But we need to make sure to lock our hearts.
约瑟在情绪最激动的时候，最混乱的时候。他把他的哥哥们通通锁到监狱里面去。
When Joseph was deeply disturbed by his past, he put his brothers in prison.
所以有时候我们真的心情不好的时候，我们会发泄一下，我觉得这也是正常的。
It is natural for us to react to our emotions.
但是约瑟圣经跟我们讲说，他后来跟他哥哥讲说，我是敬畏神的。
But in the story of Joseph, later on, Joseph told his brothers, I am a man who fears God.
我是敬畏神的。
I am a man who fears God.
因为我是敬畏神的，所以我要想办法来挽回我的婚姻，想办法来控制我的情绪，想办法来导正我的生活形态。
Likewise, because we are people who fear God, we should try to solve problems within our marriage and try to find ways to improve it.
常常我们觉得好像道理给我们很多的捆绑，给我们很多的枷锁。
Sometimes we feel that God's word is like a lot of burden to us.
因为这个道理，所以我不能随心所欲做我想做的事情。
We're not able to do what we want, and we feel constrained by God's word.
圣经说，没有结婚的不可以再去嫁娶外邦。
The Bible tells us that those who are not married should not marry outside the faith.
为什么？难道神真的不慈爱吗？
Does this mean that God does not care about us?
圣经说，如果不是因为淫乱的缘故，人不可以离婚。
The Bible tells us that we should not divorce unless it is on the grounds of sexual immorality.
为什么？难道我们的神不了解我们正处于很痛苦的情况之下吗？
Does this mean that God doesn't care about us, even though our marriage is very difficult?
但是如果我们真的把这些神的诫命通通放在一旁，
But if we set aside God's command,
我们做自己想做的事情，
and do whatever we want,
就会接到说你的生活好像离开了枷锁，就有更多的不自由，更多的枷锁，更多的痛苦，涌入我们的心了。
Then, even though it seems as if we have set aside the constraints of God's word, we will find even more bondage outside of God's word.
就好像火车离开了车轨一样。
It is like a train that has gone off the rail.
这个车厢是通往天国的。
Our life is like a train that goes to heaven.
这个车轨是保证我们生活当中更 smooth。更平滑的。
This rail, which is the word of God, guarantees a smooth journey.
如果我们把天国这个方向挪开了，我们真的可以做我们想做的事情。
Suppose we change our destination, which is heaven, we can do whatever we want.
我们去做了，如果想要进天国，那个是我们会受更多的苦啊。
But if we go in the wrong direction, we will suffer even more.
但是如果我们遵照神的方法，我们会得到更多的自由，因为圣经上讲说，我的诫命。要叫你的心得到宽广。
But if we abide in the way of God, we will find freedom and room in the word of God.
真的，神的诫命是为我们好。
God's command is for our good.
我在这边提过一个姐妹，她在见证她跟十诫之间的关系。
A sister shared a testimony about her experience with the Ten Commandments.
她自己告诉自己，她绝对不可能犯第七戒。
She told herself that she would never commit the seventh commandment.
因为女生嘛，又不是男生哈，那个女生总是比较谨守的。
She thought, since I'm a woman, I can control my lust better.
她觉得，如果一个人要让甚至心里犯第七戒，或是犯第七戒的话呢，那个人条件一定要非常的好。
She said, it would take someone who is extraordinary for me to even have the thought of committing adultery with him.
他说那脸庞一定要 Tom Cruise 的脸庞哦。
He must have the cheek of Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise 哦，不是 Bruce Cruise 哦，都不太好讲这个。然后呢，他必须要有这个模特儿的身材。
And he must have the body of a supermodel.
他一定要有这个。
I'm sorry.He must have a muscular body.
他一定要有这个 Bill Gates 的财产。
And he must be as wealthy as Bill Gates.
这样子才可能叫他动心呐、啊。
Only then would she even contemplate.
才有可能去犯第七戒。
Having committing adultery with him.
他在学校念书的时候， she, 他那时候已经结婚了，他要回学校去念书。
At that time, she was already married, and she was going back to school.
她发觉到她那个教授对她非常非常的好。
And when she was in school, she started to notice that her professor was very good towards her.
哎，这个跟她讲话的时候都会握着她双手，而且握着都不放啊。
The professor would always hold her hands tenderly and would never let go.
哎，她要回家的时候总是要陪着她哦，送到她的车子那里，并且为她开门让她进去啊。
And the professor would always walk her to her car when she went home and would open the door for her.
那甚至考试的时候哦，有一题不会，教授还跟她讲说答案应该是 C 才对。
And during the exam when she was stuck, the professor would say the right answer is C.
他那时候已经结婚了，他觉得这个没什么，反正我的心是守住的，不可能对他好啊。
But she never washed herself. She was thinking, I'm already married. I would never have any evil thoughts.
想不到有一天晚上，她跟她先生吵架了。
But one night she had a fight or an argument with her husband.
她觉得她先生太没有道理了。
She thought her husband was so unreasonable.
出去了，她先生出去了。
And the husband left home.
她突然跟讲说，哦，我决定要离婚了。
And all of a sudden, a thought came to her that she wanted to divorce.
她说她想得很清楚，离婚不算犯罪，再婚才犯罪。
And that she was very convinced that divorce is not a sin, only remarriage is a sin.
所以她很有把握自己不会再婚，所以她决定要离婚。
She was confident that she would not marry another person, so she made up her mind to divorce.
当她做这样的一种决定之后
，After she made up her mind,
她说，奇怪了，怎么以前那个教授每天晚上都到她的梦里面来啊？
From that time on, every night, the professor would come into her dreams.
他才发觉到，原来婚姻是对我们一种不要换奸淫的一个最大的保障。
Then she realized that marriage is the best guarantee against sexual immorality.
所以除了淫乱之外，不可以离婚，事实上是针对我们的一个婚姻的保障。
So besides not committing adultery, we should also not divorce, and that is the protection given by God.
不只是保护我们自己，也是保护我们的孩子。
Not only will it protect ourselves, it will also protect our children.
我最近在看一篇文章在登载在 Newsweek 里面。
I recently read a Newsweek article.
他在提到一位作家呢，30年来对100个离婚的孩子，100个 case 的离婚的那些孩子做调查。
And this author did a survey on 100, the children of 100 families that went through divorce.
三十年前就开始做这个调查，一有离婚那个时候就开始了，孩子还是 teenager 的时候。
And he conducted this research over a period of 30 years.
他的结论是这样说的。
And this was his conclusion.
他说 ，The effect of divorce was lifelong and dramatic for children. 离婚的那种影响，对孩子的影响是一辈子的。
The effect of divorce is lifelong and traumatic for the children.
所以，如果离婚的孩子呢，他们在班上有一半都是离婚的，这些孩子都会 cry out, 都会内心呐喊，为什么是我？为什么是我？
In a classroom where many children have divorced parents, the kids will cry out, "Why me? Why me?"
都没有错，这些离婚的孩子30年之后。有的在事业上非常的成功，还是很成功的。
Perhaps after 30 years in their lives, they become successful people in the world.
但是我知道这些孩子对于 conflict 夫妻之间的那种冲突的处理，真的是相当缺乏能力。
But children whose parents went through divorce often have difficulties dealing with conflicts in their lives.
常常一个小小的吵架，他们就把它扩到很大，觉得他们的婚姻已经没有希望了。
Even when they have a little arguments with their spouse, they would feel that their marriage is hopeless.
有的人会说，其实我跟我先生，我跟我太太生活在一起，一天到晚吵架，对孩子也不好。
And when parents argue all the time, it is also not good for the children.
这是对的。
And that is true.
但是如果跟离婚比较起来，这个我们会知道吵架只是一段的，我们将来还是可以靠神和好的。
But this is much better than divorce, because if we stay together, the period of argument will one day be over.
尤其在儿童成长的过程当中，真的有一段时间，他们是需要爸爸、需要妈妈的。
When children grow up, they need to have both parents.
所以我们真的要了知道，神的诫命是为我们好而设立，是为我们为了爱我们。才有这样的一种规定。
Therefore, we must acknowledge that God's command is for our good, and He gives us these commandments in order to benefit us.
所以我们对神那种诫命遵守的心态，我们要牢牢地锁着，因为我们一旦心打开了，可能婚姻就产生危机了。
So we must always guard our hearts with the word of God, because once our hearts go out of control, our marriage can be in crisis.
人生好像一条高速公路一样。
Life is like a highway.
我们好像在这个高速公路开车一样。
And we are driving on this freeway.
我们常常会遇到盲点，开车的盲点 spot 啊，那个开车的盲点。
And as drivers, we have blind spots.
如果这些盲点没有注意到了，我们会产生危机呀。
If we don't watch out for these blind spots, we may go into crisis.
求主耶稣帮助我们。
So we need to ask the Lord to help us.
让我们看得清楚我们这些盲点。
So we can look out for these blind spots.
在婚姻生活上面多一点点注意。
And be a little more attentive to our marriage life.
愿主耶稣保守我们的婚姻。
May the Lord guard our marriage.
进而保守我们的信仰。
And guard our faith.
求主耶稣祝福大家。
May the Lord bless you all.